Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the podcast. So I told you if there was any news on Ghislaine, then I would have a little update. It's not going to be very long. I'm guessing before I start, 5 minutes. But I wanted to talk about it because there is news. So prosecutors today made public a letter. And basically it's about that juror. And whether or not he is going to be forced to testify about whether he intentionally misled the court during the jury selection process. So what the prosecutors made public in this letter to the judge is that they are seeking approval to grant immunity from prosecution to the juror. And because is Ghislaine going to have a new trial? She wants one. I've said before, I don't want her to get one, but legally speaking, if this guy lied, it is, and then it's one thing about lying and then going into the jury room and this thing that you lied about, then talking to the jury about. And if he had not lied and said, I was sexually abused as a child and all this kind of stuff, as I've said, then you can bring that stuff up. You are supposed to bring up your real life experiences. You are a juror. You are a peer of the person that you are judging their fate. But the problem is that this juror number 50, his attorney told prosecutors, hey, because he was supposed to testify at a hearing for next week, said, no, he's not going to testify. He is just going to say Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment against self-incrimination. Okay. Because this hearing is scheduled for next week, he was going to have to testify under oath. But if he testifies under oath and says, yes, I lied, well, then you're going to get arrested and go to jail. And what also shows, the attorney said that he is going to invoke his Fifth Amendment. Okay. Well, his story before was, the paperwork, I just kind of glossed right over it. Didn't even notice. But now he's going to have to testify under oath. And apparently, that means that he knew that he was saying, was ignoring the question. And that, because if he had checked the box, he would have never become a juror. Just plain and simple, he wouldn't have. So that does affect everything. And especially when he says to these media outlets, yeah, I swayed the jury. So what the U.S. attorney wants to do in Manhattan is to give the guy immunity from prosecution to have him testify. And because if he has immunity, then he will wholly testify. He can't hold anything back. But it just seems as if, based on what his attorney says, then yeah, he lied that he intentionally didn't check the box. You know, it just, the box, I think the question was whether you have ever been a victim of sexual harassment, sexual abuse, or sexual assault. So if he, at this hearing on Tuesday, I think it is, said Fifth Amendment, Fifth Amendment, then that doesn't really do anything. How then can the judge really proceed about whether or not it affected everything with Ghislaine's trial? So now the prosecutors, they want the guy to testify. So that way, then the judge can actually make a decision. So we'll see if they get approval for it. But it just, by the actions of Juror 50's attorney, it looks as if he did intentionally not check the box. So we shall see how that goes. And I will talk to you guys later.